tu verrà. Al tira ve al tifra, my son, I have nothing I can give but this chance that you may live. I pray we'll meet again.
We'll show Pharaoh your new baby brother, Moses.
Thank you. face carved on a wall. Someday, yes. How about now? You almost killed me.
Oh, come on. Where's your sense of fun?
Oh, it's fun, you want.
Do the gods torment me with such reckless, destructive, blasphemous sons?
Father, hear what
Be still, Pharaoh speaks. I seek to build an empire, and your only thought is to amuse yourselves by tearing it down. Have I taught you nothing?
You mustn't be so hard on yourself, Your Majesty. You're an excellent teacher.
It's not your fault your sons learned nothing.
Well, they learned blasphemy.
True. Father, the fault is mine. I goaded Rameses on, and so I am responsible.
Responsible. And do you know the meaning of that word, Rameses?
I understand, Father.
And do you understand the task for which your birth has destined you? The ancient traditions? When I pass into the next world, then you will be the morning and evening star.
One damaged temple does not destroy centuries of tradition.
But one weak link can break the chain of a mighty dynasty. You have my leave to go.
Father.
Father, you know it was really my fault. Must you be so hard on him?
Moses, you will never have to carry a burden like the crown I will pass to Rameses. He must not allow himself to be led astray. Not even by you, my son.
All he cares about is your approval. I know he will live up to your expectations. He only needs the opportunity.
Maybe. Maybe so. Go now. I shall see you both tonight.
Just go away.
Could have been worse.
The weak link in the chain. That's what he called me.
Well, you are rather pathetic.
Irresponsible, ignorant of the traditions. He practically accused me of bringing down the dynasty.
Yeah, I can see it now. There go the pyramids.
You can laugh about it.
Statues cracking and toppling over, the Nile drying up. Single-handedly, you will manage to bring the greatest kingdom on earth to ruin.
Tell me this, Moses, tell me this. Why is it that every time you start something, I'm the one who ends up in trouble?
Ramesses, you're in trouble,
Ramesses,
young man.
Get down here. I think you owe us an apology.
Oh, my new thing.
I am so upset.
You might as well. I figured it out. You know what your problem is, Ramesses?
What?
You care too much.
And your problem is you don't care at all.
Oh, in that case, I suppose you care a lot more than I do that we're late for the banquet, for example?
I'm done for. Father will kill me.
Don't worry. Nobody will even notice us coming in.
Nobody will even notice.
Ah, the young princes.
Ramesses. You were just named Prince Regent. You are now responsible for overseeing all the temples. I suggest you get over there and thank your father. Apparently, Moses, someone thought he just needed the opportunity.
My Lord Pharaoh, I propose that the high priests offer tribute to their new regent.
An excellent idea. Okay, Hoyt.
Hoyt?
Hmm?
The Midian girl.
That's a good idea.
Go get her.
By the power of Ra, we present for your delectation and delight an exotic apparition stolen from faraway lands.
We offer you this delicate desert flower.
Let us inspect this desert flower.
More like a desert cobra.
Not much of a snake charmer, are you?
That's why I give her to you.
No. That's generous, but...
I won't be given to anyone, especially an arrogant, pampered palace brat.
Are you going to let her talk to you like that?
You will show the proper respect for a prince of Egypt.
But I am showing you all the respect you deserve. None!
No! Wait! Be still!
Untie this rope! And you set me free!
Be still!
Let's go!
As you wish.
You there, Hathor dried up, sent to Prince Moses' chambers. If it pleases you, Father, my first act as regent is to appoint Moses as royal chief architect.
Shh.
Guards!
Prince Moses.
There's a man tied up in my room. Well, look into it.
Right away, sir.
Oh, please forgive me. I didn't expect to see you here, of all places, at our door. At last.
At last?
Didn't I tell you, Aaron? Didn't I tell you? I knew he would return to us when he was ready.
Miriam, do you want us followed?
I knew you cared about our freedom.
Miriam, freedom? Why would I care about that?
Because you're our brother.
What?
They never told you?
Who never told me what?
But you're here. You must know.
Be careful, slave.
Oh, my good prince. She's exhausted from the day's work. Not that it was too much. We quite enjoyed it. But she's confused and knows not to whom she speaks.
I know to whom I speak, Aaron. I know who you are. And you are not a prince of Egypt.
Miriam, what did you say? Well, Your Highness, pay her no heed. Come, Miriam. May I discuss something with you?
No, Aaron. No, please, Moses, you must believe.
That's enough.
You were born of my mother, Yocheved.
Stop it.
You are our brother.
Now you go too far. You shall be punished.
No, please. Your Highness, she's ill. She's very ill. We beg your forgiveness. Please, Miriam,
let
us go.
Our mother set you adrift in a basket to save your life.
Save my life? From who?
Ask the man that you call father.
How dare you?
God saved you to be our deliverer.
Enough of this.
And you are, Moses. You are the deliverer.
I said enough!
You will regret this night.
Hush now, my baby. Be still, love. Don't cry. Sleep as you're rocked by the stream. Sleep and remember my last lullaby. So I'll be with you when you dream.
Of incense, graceful rooms of alabaster stone, all I ever wanted. This is my home, with my father, mother, brother, oh so noble, oh so strong. Now I am home, here among my trappings and belongings I belong. And if anybody doubts it, they couldn't be more wrong. I am a sovereign prince of Egypt, a son of the proud history that's shown. Heads turn everyone. Surely this is all I ever wanted. All I ever wanted. All I ever wanted.
Hebrews grew too numerous. They might have risen against us.
Father, tell me you didn't do this.
Moses, sometimes for the greater good, sacrifices must be made.
Sacrifices?
Oh, my son, they were only slaves.
Moses?
Is this where you found me?
Moses, please try to understand.
So everything I thought, everything I am, is a lie.
No. You are our son, and we love you.
Why did you choose me?
We didn't, Moses. The gods did. This is your home, my son. Here the river brought you, and it's here.
hear the river meant to be your home. Now you know the truth, love. Now forget and be content. When the gods send you a blessing, you don't ask why it was sent.
Last night, the gods granted me a vision. I'm not merely going to restore this temple. I will make it more grand, more splendid than any other monument in Upper or Lower Region.
Moses! Look, fate has turned our little misadventure into a great opportunity.
Oh, man.
I know, Father will be so pleased with what you are.
Put your back into it! Faster!
And this is just the beginning. A gateway will open to the entire new city of white limestone, more dazzling than the sun. And here, a statue of Mark.
Hurry!
Two great column halls.
Stop it!
I am not.
Somebody's got to stop this!
There's nothing that we can do.
Stop it.
Stop! Stop it! Leave that man alone!
Moses!
Move!
No.
Who did this?
Up there! It's him! There!
What's going on?
Moses!
Moses! Moses! Let me go!
No, wait!
You saw what happened. I just killed a man.
We can take care of that. I will make it so it never happened.
Nothing you can say can change what I've done.
I am Egypt, the morning and the evening star. If I say day is night, it will be written. And you will be what I say you are. I say you are innocent.
What you say does not matter.
You don't understand.
I can't stay here any longer.
Moses!
No! All I've ever known to be true is a lie. I'm not who you think I am.
What are you talking about?
Go ask the man I once called Father.
Moses? Please.
Goodbye, brother.
Moses! Thank you.
Hey, wait. Lee.
Your camels?
No! No, no way!
Trying to get the funny man out of the well. Well, that's one I've never heard before.
Oh, my. Oh, don't worry down there. We'll get you out. Hold on.
You. Huh?
Why Papa says she'll never get married.
You don't have to do this, ladies. Please, I'm really quite up. No, not there. Please, the tickles. Ladies, you've cleaned every inch of me. Whoa!
I was wrong.
Let me through. I want to see him. Ah! You are most welcome. You should not be a stranger in this land. You have been sent as a blessing. And tonight, you shall be my honored guest.
My father, Jethro, high priest of Midian.
Sit with me.
All right.
Not yet.
Oh, sorry.
My children, let us give thanks for this bountiful food. And let us also give thanks for the presence of this brave young man whom we honor here tonight.
Please, sir, I wish you wouldn't. I've done nothing in my life worth honoring.
First you rescue Zipporah from Egypt. Then you defend my younger daughters from brigands. You think that is nothing? It seems you do not know what is worthy of honor.
A single thread in a tapestry, though its color brightly shine, can never see its purpose in the pattern of the grand design. And the stone that sits on the very top of the mountain's mighty face, does it think it's more important than the stones that form the base? So how can you see what your life is worth or where your value lies? You can never see through the eyes of man. You must look at your life. Look at your life through heaven's eye.
Now, I don't know how.
A lake of gold in the desert sand is less than a cool fresh spring. And to one lost sheep, a shepherd boy is greater than the richest king. If a man lose everything he owns, has he truly lost his worth? Or is it the beginning of a new and brighter birth? So how How do you measure the worth of a man in wealth or strength or size? In how much he gained or how much he gained? The answer will come. The answer will come to him who tries to look at his life through heaven's eyes. And that's why we share all we have with you, though there's little to be found. When all you've got is nothing, there's a lot to go around. No light can escape being blown about by the winds of change and chance. And no, you never know all the steps.
Dance with me.
You must learn to join the dance. You must learn to join the dance. What he builds or buys, you can never see with your eyes on earth. Look through heaven's eyes, look at your life. Look at your life. Look at your life through heaven's
Here I am.
Take the sandals from your feet. For the place on which you stand is holy ground.
Who are you?
I am that I am.
I don't understand.
I am the God of your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
You are born of my mother, Yocheved. You are our brother.
What do you want with me?
I have seen the oppression of my people in Egypt and have heard their cry.
though I have come down to deliver them out of slavery and bring them to a good land. A land flowing with milk and honey. And so unto Pharaoh I shall send you.
Me? Who am I to lead these people? They'll never believe me. They won't even listen.
I shall teach you what to say.
Let my people go!
But I was their enemy. I was the prince of Egypt, the son of the man who slaughtered their children. You've chosen the wrong messenger. How can I even speak to these people?
Who made man out? Who made the deaf, the mute, the seeing, or the blind? Did not I? Now go! Look at your family. They are free. They have a future. They have hopes and dreams and the promise of a life with dignity. That is what I want for my people. And that is why I must do the task that God has given me.
Thank you.
Moses? Is it really? Moses!
Ramesses!
Look at you!
Pharaoh!
But look at you! What on earth are you dressed as?
Oh, Ramesses. It's so good to see you.
Excuse me, Your Majesty. We are compelled to remind you that this man committed a serious crime against the gods.
We are loath to bring it up, mind you.
Yet the law clearly states the punishment for such a crime.
Death!
We hesitate to say it.
Be still. Pharaoh speaks. I am the morning and the evening star.
Ramesses.
It shall be as I say. I pardon forever all crimes of which he stands accused, and will have it known that he is our brother Moses, the Prince of Egypt.
Ramesses, in my heart you are my brother. But things cannot be as they were.
I see no reason why not.
You know I am a Hebrew. And the God of the Hebrews came to me.
What?
He commands that you let his people go.
Commands?
Behold, the power of God.
Impressive. Very well, Moses. I'll play along. Hotep, hoy! Give this snake charmer our answer.
In high places with the power to put us on the run. Well, forgive us these smiles on our faces. You'll know what power is when we are done, son. You're playing with the big boys now. Playing with the big boys now.
Oh, that's pretty.
Every spell and gesture tells you who's the best.
You're playing with the big boys now. You're playing with the big boys now. You're playing with the big boys now. Stop this foolish mission.
What's a true magician?
Give an exhibition how.
Pick up your silly twig, boy.
You're playing with the big boys now.
By the might of Horus, you will kneel before us.
kneel to our Slendora's power.
You put up a front, you put up a fight,
and just to show we feel no spite,
you can be our acolyte.
But first, boy, it's time to bow. Or it's your own grave you'll dig,
or you're playing with the big boy.
Playing with the big boy, the big boy.
All right, Moses. I know you. What's this really about?
Rameses, look. What do you see?
A greater Egypt than that of my father.
That is not what I see.
Moses, I cannot change what you see. I have to maintain the ancient traditions. I bear the weight of my father's crown.
Do you still not understand what Seti was?
He was a great leader.
His hands bore the blood of thousands of children.
Slaves.
My people. And I can no longer hide in the desert while they suffer. At your hands.
So, you have returned only to free them.
Sorry.
Yes. I had hoped. I do not know this god. Neither will I let your people go.
Rameses, please, you must listen.
I will not be the weak link. Tell your people, as of today, their workload has been doubled, thanks to your god. Or is it thanks to you?
It's Moses.
Moses!
Oh. So, Moses, how does it feel when you get struck to the ground?
I didn't mean to cause you more pain. I'm just trying to do as God told me.
God? When did God start caring about any of us? In fact, Moses, when did you start caring about slaves? Was it when you found out that you were one of us?
Don't listen to him.
No, he's right. I did not see because I did not wish to see.
Or did you see because you didn't wish to see? Ah!
Well, that makes everything fine then, doesn't it?
Aaron, you shame yourself.
Miriam, I'm so sorry.
Moses, hear what I say. I have been a slave all my life, and God has never answered my prayers until now. God saved you from the river. He saved you in all your wanderings, and even now, he saves you from the wrath of Pharaoh. God will not abandon you. So don't you abandon us.
Rameses! Let my people go!
Still mooring away at that bone, are we?
Carry on.
You cannot keep ignoring us.
Enough. I will hear no more of this Hebrew nonsense. Bring him to me.
Moses!
No!
Take the staff in your hand, Moses.
Might of our God.
By the power of Ra.
Abandon this futile mission, Moses. I've indulged you long enough. This must now be finished.
No, Rameses. It is only beginning.
But Moses, didn't you see what happened?
The priests did the same thing. Pharaoh still has the power over our lives.
Yes, Aaron, it's true. Pharaoh has the power. He can take away your food, your home, your freedom. He can take away your sons and daughters. With one word, Pharaoh can take away your very lives. But there is one thing he cannot take away from you: your faith. Believe, for we will see God's wonders.
Chance to make you laugh was all I ever wanted. And even now, I wish that God had chosen another, serving as your foe on his behalf. He's the last thing that I wanted. This was my home. All this pain and devastation, how it tortures me inside. All the innocent who suffer from your stubbornness and pride. You who I called brother, why must you call down another blow? Thank you.
You have come to hate his toe. Is this what you wanted? Then let my heart be hardened, and never mind how high the cost may grow. This will still be so. I will never let your people go.
Rameses? Rameses?
Oh, let me guess. You want me to let your people go?
I hoped I would find you here.
Get out!
Rameses, we must bring this to an end. Rameses, please, talk to me. We could always talk here. This place. So many memories. I remember the time you switch the heads of the gods of the Temple of Ra.
If I recall correctly, you were there switching heads right along with me.
No, it was you. I didn't do that.
Oh, yes, you did. You put the hippo on the crocodile and the crocodile on
the falcon.
Yes, and the priest thought it was a horrible omen and fasted for 2 months. Father was furious. You were always getting me into trouble. But then, you were always there to get me out of trouble again.
Why can't things be the way they were before?
Father? It's so dark. I'm frightened. Why is he here? Isn't that the man who did all this?
Yes. But one must wonder, why?
Because no kingdom should be made on the backs of slaves.
Rameses, your stubbornness is bringing this misery upon Egypt. It would cease if only you would let the Hebrews go.
I will not be dictated to. I will not be threatened. I am the morning and the evening star. I am Pharaoh.
Something else is coming. Something much worse than anything before. Please, let go of your contempt for life before it destroys everything you hold dear. Think of your son.
I do. You Hebrews have been nothing but trouble. My father had the right idea about how to deal with your people.
Rameses.
And I think it's time I finished the job.
Rameses.
And there shall be a great cry in all of Egypt, such as never has been or ever will be again.
God has come to me again, saying, take a lamb, and with its blood, mark the lintel and posts of every door. For tonight, I shall pass through the land of Egypt and smite all the firstborn. But when I see the blood upon your door, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not enter.
You and your people have my permission to go.
Leave me! many nights we've prayed with no proof anyone could hear. In our hearts a hopeful song we barely understood. Now we are not afraid, although we know there's much to fear. We were moving mountains long before we knew we could. There can be to kill. Who knows what miracles you can achieve when you believe? Somehow you will when you believe. In this fear, when prayers so often proved in vain, hope seemed like the stumble first, too swiftly flown away. Yet now I'm standing here,
I'm standing
with heart so full I can't explain, seeking faith and speaking words I never thought I'd say. There can be miracles when you believe.
When you believe,
though hope is frail, it's hard to kill.
It's hard to kill.
Who knows what miracles you can achieve when you believe?
with this staff, you shall do my wonders.
Thank you.
Your people, Moses. They are free.
And I reach my destination, I will get.